Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Pecota. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting 7th. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Freddie Tolliver. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Tolliver. Wilson moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saberhagen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hare moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a pop-up towards short. Pecota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bush hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Newman. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Newman steals second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hare is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hare hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Bush moves to second. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saber Hagen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pecota moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tolliver fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Newman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saber Hagen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hare hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Brett reaches second base with a double. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's Royals, 2, Twins, 2. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Tartabull goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Royals. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White bunts towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Buckner moves to third. One out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Pecota is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Larkin moves to third. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bush is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to home to get Larkin. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gagne for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Mark Portugal now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Seitzer moves to third. It's 6-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Newman moves to third. Tom Hare, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hare is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hare hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newman scores. Gladden moves to second. It's 6-3, Royals. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Bo Jackson now playing right field. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gladden scores. Hare moves to third. It's 6-4, Royals. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Kent Harbeck, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Hare scores. Puckett scores. It's Royals, 6, Twins, 6. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Larkin is hit by the pitch. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bush bunts towards the mound. Gleaton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harbeck moves to third. Larkin moves to second. Steve Farr now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Laudner is 0-for-3 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to home to get Harbeck. Larkin moves to third. Bush moves to second. One out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larkin scores. Bush scores. Laudner moves to second. It's 8-6, Twins. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Newman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Newman strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gladden is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi now playing third base. John Moses now playing right field. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Al Newman now playing shortstop. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Eisenreich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Stillwell strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Bill Pecota. Pat Tabler, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 6. The Twins will come to bat. Brad Wellman now playing shortstop. Larry Owen now catching. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hare is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with far covering, for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laugner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.